guys for tuning in, and I am sorry about that mess up. I hope you guys slowly start making your way over to this live stream instead. And while you guys make your way over, I will just discuss and say that I'm sorry that it's been a minute since I have streamed. You guys know that I normally do streams for you guys on Tuesdays and Thursdays. However, there were special circumstances this week in Texas. There was a lot going on here in terms of the weather. There was a lot of ice, a lot of snow, and Texans are not used to that. I went to Austin for the weekend, and I was supposed to be back on Monday, but I ended up getting stuck there for about 5 days without my computer, without anything. So now that I'm finally back, I have collected all of the important information for you guys in terms of politics and what happened this week, so we can discuss all of it on this beautiful Saturday night. And as you guys can see, too, the background, I put up a nice flag for you guys. I put up one of my favorite pieces of history, the USA Today news piece from when President Trump was acquitted the first time. And then also I have this poster down here below that I got when I was covering the protests in Hong Kong back in 2019 that I was covering those. So a little bit of the background for you guys, because I know you guys are tired of looking at a white wall. So thank you guys for being patient with me in terms of this live stream and watching me grow and make sure that this looks better for y'all. So anyway, okay. So this week in Texas, I got to kind of do a test run in socialism and experience what it was like, and it was awful. I wouldn't recommend it for any country. Austin genuinely felt like Venezuela. I'm not going to lie to you. Let me show you a picture of what I experienced the other day trying to find food, because, I had friends who had come into Austin over the weekend, because my friend's looking to move here. They ended up getting stuck in their hotel with no food and no water. And I decided to go to Target to pick them up some things and then pick some things up for myself as well. And this is what it looked like. So, oh my gosh, hang on. There we go. So this is what it looked like. So I had to stand in line outside of Target in the freezing cold 20 degree weather. For what reason, I have no idea, because there was only about 10 to 15 people in line, but they were only allowing 10 people in at a time. And it wasn't even like one person goes in, one person comes out. It was like 10 people had to come out and then 10 people could go in. So that is the view of what Target was like. And while I was standing in line as well, I was asking this guy in front of me, actually, I'm like, why are we all standing up here? What is the purpose of this? And he said, yeah, I have no idea either. So we're all standing in line, freezing our asses off. And then I get inside, and this is what the inside of Target looked like. Now, this is on my Telegram. You guys can follow me there. I usually do updates with what I'm doing daily and whatnot. The link is down below. This is what the inside of the Target looked like. As you guys can see, every single piece of fresh produce is cleared out. There is absolutely nothing in the frozen food aisle. It was bad. There was no milk. There was barely any cereal. There was no canned food whatsoever. So if anything, I think that 2021 is giving me major 2020 vibes in terms of the stores looking empty like this again. And I truly understand preppers and why it is so important to buy food and have survival kits in your home to stock up on non-perishables, because this has happened for the second time within a year. This is the second time that I've gone to Target within a year, and this is what it looks like. So, you know, it was not very fun having to go scrounge for food after waiting in a food line for 20 minutes out in the cold and then go inside and realize there was no food and no water. The only thing that was pretty much left was like quinoa and vegan food that nobody wanted to eat, me included. So that was just a little bit of what Texas looked like. There's also videos like this. Let me turn the sound off for you guys. There's also videos like this going on. This was a line outside of an HEB in Austin, Texas as well. People were lined up around the block to get into the store. Now, I had gone to the store maybe a day or two after this video had come out, which is probably why there was nothing left. But as you guys can see in this video, this line just wraps around the block of people trying to get food, water for their kids, just trying to stay alive during this crazy winter storm that Texas was 100% not prepared for. And I'm sure you guys saw all the stories of why we got hit so bad, because our power grid was just not equipped for this weather, one. And then two, people were saying that windmills, because here in Texas, we do rely on green energy and windmills for that. They were getting frozen or they were just getting stopped. People were just completely stopping the actual windmills. I read a story about that because there was potentially people could get hurt with the ice that was like on the actual windmill. I don't know what they would be called, like leaves. I don't know. But anyway, so they shut them down for protection purposes. And then also too, just because they froze as well. So that's how green energy looked here in Texas. It was not good. Millions of people lost power. I believe it was over 2 million people that were without power. I actually still have friends today who do not have power or water. So, you know, things are not looking so great over here. And a lot of people in a lot of different states like to make fun of Texas when it comes to cold weather and say that we can't handle it. We are not equipped for the cold weather. You know, it gets to 50 degrees and people break out their snow jackets, me included. But this was a very serious situation. A mother and child ended up dying because they turned their car on in their garage, I believe, to try to keep warm because that's how cold it was. They ended up dying from carbon monoxide poisoning. People were trying to start fires in their fireplaces, in their apartments. But I'm guessing the fireplaces hadn't been used in so long that fires were starting. So whole apartment buildings were just burning down, as you guys can see here in this photo. Whole apartment buildings were just burning down. And because of the lack of water, because there was no water, because pipes are bursting and like pipes were frozen, the firefighters couldn't even put these types of fires out. So it was just all around a bad situation. And people were crashing as well. Last Thursday, before the winter storm really even hit, there was a over 130 car pileup in Fort Worth. And it was actually on that same interstate that I take to work every single day to go to Blaze Studios. So there was a big pileup. People in Texas do not know how to drive on ice or in rainy conditions or any conditions, to be quite honest with you. So there was a lot of crashes. When I was out in Austin, I went driving a couple of times because as a reporter, I felt like I wanted to show you guys what the scene looked like. And you can find on my Instagram, again, linked down below, kind of what those streets look like. You know, in these other colder weather states that are equipped for this weather, their roads get plowed, okay? It snows, they have snow plows come and clear the roads, bada bing, bada boom, they're back to their normal life. Here in Texas, people just drive over the snow and it gets packed down and our interstates are just sheets of ice because Texas doesn't own snow plows. For some reason, no one decided to salt the roads. Here in Fort Worth, luckily, when I had driven back on Thursday, they were sanding down the roads, which is very nice. So that was good, but overall, the situation was not the best. And I see that you guys have sent me a couple of super chats, so let me just get to them because they do end up disappearing over time. Silver Wolf says, wow, this must be 4K because you look great. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I'm trying to make this stream look a lot better for you guys. Not Noor says, hey, Sav, love from the East Coast. See, an area that actually gets snow. I bet when it snows for you guys, it's just a normal Tuesday, whereas the entire state of Texas shuts down and people die. Not so good. We were not prepared. Taiwan Tex says, hello, Savannah. Thanks for the birthday wishes on Telegram. Made my day. You're welcome. I hope you had a great birthday. Again, guys, if you want to be a part of that Telegram channel, I am constantly posting in there, giving you guys birthday shout outs and just talking directly to you guys every single time people comment. I love to read the comments and I usually ask, hey, what do you guys think I should do my next video on? So link is down below. Go join that channel. It's a lot of fun. So on top of everything going on in Texas, people were really upset because Ted Cruz actually flew to Cancun and people were saying that he should have stayed in the state. To be quite honest with you guys, I don't see the reason that Ted Cruz needed to stay here. He said that this was a trip that was planned far in advance. How was he supposed to know that this huge winter catastrophe was going to hit the state? I don't fault him for going. Jack Posobiec had this to say, and I thought that it was very worth noting. He said, the same people desperately trying to figure out if Ted Cruz is in Cancun right now spent all last year ignoring Andrew Cuomo, killing thousands of seniors when the story was already completely confirmed. And we all know, too, that Andrew Cuomo is having to really deal with the backlash of that. And people in the media are, for once, actually doing their jobs and asking him hard questions like, hi, why did you murder thousands of senior home citizens by putting COVID positive patients in nursing homes? What is wrong with you? He had no answer. And people are coming down hard on him for that. So anyway, getting away from the whole Texas situation, I figured I'd give you guys an update on why I wasn't streaming and also to just an idea of what things really look like here in Texas. Yesterday, last point I'll make on this, second to last point. Yesterday, because every single restaurant here is closed down, I literally had to go into Domino's because their online servers were down because so many people were trying to order pizzas because so many restaurants just weren't open. So I went into Domino's and I ordered a pizza, and it was like one of the most delicious pizzas I've ever had in my whole entire life, because it was like a kind of what felt like a pandemic pizza, if you will, because it was like a winter pandemic. Like, people were freaking out. There was no food. There was no water. There was no heat. Even my apartment lost power for 24 hours and water. Luckily, I was not here, but unfortunately, Elijah Schaefer was, and he and a couple of our other neighbors had to like cuddle up together because it got so cold in our apartments that he could see his breath, and the water in his dog's bowl actually froze. So luckily, I was not here for that, but poor Elijah was. Last point I'm going to make on Texas, and then we'll get into the meat and potatoes of what today's stream is actually about, and that is Joe Biden's first month in office. So Joe Biden was inaugurated on January 20th, as you all know, and so far he's been a busy bee in office. As you guys know, the Democrats have been really working very hard to unite this country, to reboost the economy, to open small businesses, and to really help us get out of the COVID pandemic. They've done a great job. We are so unified, maybe the most unified that we've ever been, and I couldn't be prouder to call Joe Biden president. Psych, you guys know that that was a huge joke, and to be quite honest with you, it was really hard to keep a straight face while saying that, because that's how much of a joke Joe Biden as president is and the Democrats are. Let's really review what this man has done for his first month in office. As you guys already know, because you're smart, clearly you're watching this stream, as you guys know, it hasn't been good for our country. It's been completely awful. And we're going to go through each of the major things that he has done so far in this first month that have brought us so far back and have been so detrimental for this country. 1 month, guys, 1 month. We still have, what, 47 more months to go? And he's already done this much damage in 1 month? We'll get to it. But as Texas was freezing, the media, as you would expect, you know, they came down really hard on Trump. We would expect the exact same thing for Biden, right? We expect our media to hold Biden to the same standards. Yeah, this is what they were reporting on. And as Amuse points out, millions of Americans slept in their cars last night, referring to the Texas freeze. Media is ripping President Biden up. And as you guys can see here, Politico wrote this article. It just symbolizes everything. Biden brings presidential PDA back to the White House. And it shows here like Jill and Joe touching each other, whatever. And then Newsweek, Joe Biden playing as Luigi, totally lame, wins in Mario Kart race against granddaughter at Camp David. Wow. Stunning and brave. First off, and you know what? We can get back to this, and we will later, but first off, what kind of grandpa doesn't let their granddaughter win in Mario Kart? What kind of monster is Joe Biden? Anyway, getting away from that into more serious topics like the whole entire destruction of our country, let's take a quick peek before we go into my entire list of how the Democrats have been doing in office. So Donald Trump Jr. says Biden calls a lid at 8 a.m. on a Thursday while one of the largest states in the union could use some emergency management. But let's all talk about Ted Cruz. You people are full of crap. Yay! Great job, administration. What else is going on? Breaking 911 says that House Democrats have introduced a bill to ban twice impeached presidents from burial at Arlington National Cemetery and federal funds from going to buildings displaying or their names or acknowledging their achievements. This bill is called the No Glory for Hate Act. Oh my gosh, so much unification happening, you guys. I can't even handle it. Breaking 911 again says, new immigration bill introduced by House and Senate Democrats will bring illegal aliens deported during the Trump administration back to the U.S. and provide them with citizenship. That's exactly what we need right now. You know, we're really trying to recover from this pandemic. We're opening back up. Just kidding. Barely. We are struggling economically. The number one thing that we really need in this country is to bring more immigrants into it. That's exactly what we need to stimulate our economy. Okay, that's great. And then too, in talking about COVID and speaking of COVID, Dr. Fauci now says the COVID-19 vaccine will stop the spread of the virus and will protect those who are unvaccinated. The complete opposite of his previous position. Dr. Fauci flip-flopping on COVID-19 predictions. Who could have ever thought that? So that was just like a quick run through of what we've seen from Democrats just this past week and what it's really looked like having Joe Biden in office. That's a typical week, right? Well, what does the past month look like? Now, you guys can find this on my Instagram. I was hoping to pull it up on Gab for you, but unfortunately the site is down right now. I compiled this nice little list of all of the accomplishments that Joe Biden has pushed forward for our country to just really unite us and make sure that everyone's having a great time, that our economy is reboosted, that our international ties are doing great, that our taxpayer dollars are being used for good, that Kamala Harris is doing her job. It's been really great. It's been really great. Okay, let's go through this list for real. So number one on this list, and I started this out with, today officially marks Biden's first month in office. So far, he has number one, excused human rights violation by the CCP as cultural norms. Now, Joe Biden was doing a town hall with CNN, and I'm not going to play the video for you guys now because I'm still working out audio issues. But if you were in my Telegram channel, you've watched this video already. Now, Joe Biden at this town hall was asked about Uyghur Muslims and how they're basically in concentration camps in China and what he thought about that. And he had to basically say, not that he had to say it, but this is what he had to say. He said that it's just a cultural norm. You know, I mean, sometimes in cultures like in China, people get murdered or disappeared because it's a culture thing. Sometimes people get enslaved. Sometimes, you know, these Muslim women are raped by the Han men. It's just a cultural norm. We should just kind of turn a blind eye because that's their culture. And who are we as Americans to really say anything about that? Disgusting. Genuinely disgusting comments from Joe Biden. Now, we know that he has been soft on China from the start. From before he was even in office. Look at Hunter Biden, who was literally paid off by China, and Joe Biden, who got a nice 10%, okay? So Joe Biden has ties to China. Joe Biden has literally been in interviews talking about being soft on China and how he's not going to take a hardline stance on China. And our media has been saying that there are allies. We have been really seeing a lot of pro-communist Chinese propaganda being pushed by not only our own media, but by our president. Now, the New York Post had this to say, Biden's horrific excuses for Beijing's Uyghur genocide. The State Department described China's mass internment of Uyghur Muslims as atrocities that shock the conscience. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and current Secretary of State Anthony Blinken both agreed that the horrendous treatment qualifies as genocide. President Biden, however, chalked up the systemic rape and abuse of the Muslim minority to cultural differences. And again, that video is in my Telegram channel. I would highly encourage you guys to go watch it, even if you are pro-Biden, because the media is never going to show you this type of stuff. New York Post is the exception. It's one of the more, I guess if you would say like the conservative or not even conservative, but just actually truthful news outlets. So yeah, Joe Biden is excusing human rights violations by the Chinese Communist Party because of cultural differences. It's just a cultural norm over there. That is who is in office, and that's who our president is. It's disgusting. Joe Biden should be ashamed of himself. And I'm ashamed that this is the leader of the free world. Again, as you guys can see behind me right here, this is a poster that I got while I was covering the pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong. People in Hong Kong were protesting China's encroachment of their democracy because China comes in and likes to bully these smaller other areas that have their own democracy and tries to take them over. So the people in Hong Kong were all standing up in solidarity to fight back and push back against that. Guess what happened to a lot of them? Because I went and interviewed them. A lot of them, after attending these protests and rallies, they would get disappeared by the Chinese Communist Party. They would just never be seen again by their families and friends. Look at all of the billionaires in China. Jack Ma went missing, and he is not the first billionaire in China or even millionaire in China to go missing. This is a cultural norm for China. If you're too successful in their country or you say the wrong thing about the government, they just disappear you. You're never seen again. You don't, that's it. You're done. So that's China. And that is what Joe Biden defends. They disappear people. They hid the entire coronavirus virus from us for so long. The World Health Organization covered for them. And now Joe Biden is continuing to cover for them. It's an atrocity that Joe Biden is in office. And it's genuinely, again, I know I'm kind of ranting on this, but it is really genuinely disgusting. And it hurts my heart and soul because so many people in Hong Kong, especially, they look up to America. They look up to us as the country that stands for freedom and fights for freedom. So when we have a leader who is excusing genocide as a cultural norm, there's something wrong. There's something very wrong. Not only has Joe Biden excused the CCP atrocities, but he's also allowed biological men to play in women's sports. Moving on to the next subject. This was going around on Twitter. And as you guys can see, this is just like a nice woman who is playing with her female counterparts, a transgender woman. This is what Joe Biden has now allowed. Now, if you are a female and you want to compete in a sport that you have worked your entire life for, that you've put blood, sweat, and tears in, you wake up early, you go to sleep late, you're practicing all the time, it's your dream to get in the Olympics, you want to be the best on your team. Well, now a transgender woman, aka biological man, who biologically, even after taking hormones, is still bigger than you, now they can just join your sport and completely dominate. This is Joe Biden's America. Have y'all ever heard of Hannah Mounsey? Now, she's an Australian handball player. But I just have to show you guys, again, just some of the realities of what transgender women in sports look like. Like, look at this. What is going on in this picture? This is a grown-ass man with this tiny little woman, like, trying her hardest. Like, please, please. She's putting her whole heart and soul into this game. And Hannah Mounsey just, boom, completely comes in and wrecks these little tiny women. You can't compete with a grown man, as we can clearly see here. And all these pictures, she's just completely dominating these tiny ass women. So that's just a little sneak peek of, you know, in the coming months, what Joe Biden's America is going to look like more and more. Now, not only has he excused Chinese human atrocities, he also, and allowed men to play in women's sports. He also, please do not ever forget this, has completely disrespected our military pretty much immediately as soon as he got into office. On inauguration day, during inauguration week, he wasted no time to disrespect our military and literally kick them out into the freezing cold. Now, I want to bring up this tweet first because it's from The Hill, and it says, Biden to U.S. military, I will never, ever dishonor you. Really? Except for when you called our military stupid bastards? Except for when you made our military sleep in freezing cold parking garages after your inauguration was over because there were so many National Guard members that they couldn't even be housed and you just kicked them out into a freezing cold parking garage? That's a joke right there, because Joe Biden has already dishonored our military. He's a joke. Now, of course, the media has to cover for Joe Biden dishonoring our military. And Reuters, I never know how to say this word, Reuters came forward and said, fact check, Joe Biden's stupid bastards remark to the U.S. military were intended as a joke. You're kidding me. Come on. If Trump had said, Trump didn't even call our military members the names that Joe Biden is on camera saying, and they ran so many stories about how disrespectful Trump was to our military, how Trump hated the military because some secret whistleblower came forward with these fake accusations that Trump never even said, and our media ran with the story for a week. Meanwhile, Joe Biden point blank called our military stupid bastards, and fact check, it was just a joke. It's just a joke, guys. It's just a joke. Also, did you guys know that it is costing taxpayers $483 million to keep National Guard troops in Washington, D.C., because it's basically a military police state up there now, okay? There's just militia members in front of the White House and the Capitol building at all time. They're fenced in. $483 million of our taxpayer dollars are going towards keeping the National Guard there. Why? Because we have to protect the most popular president in history. Give me a freaking break. Joe Biden is so unpopular that he's literally having to spend $483 million for protection because he was a president elected by the people. Yeah, that doesn't really look like it to me. Speaking of taxpayers, I did my taxes today, guys, and every single time I do them, I just get so frustrated about how the government is just literally robbing us all blind every single year. And I mean, what can we do? What can we do about it? I don't know. It's very frustrating. But, you know, it's really important that we do pay our taxpayer dollars, because if we didn't, then the government couldn't spend our money on stupid shit. Point blank. Okay, next thing that Joe Biden has done his first month in office. Guys, we're only, 3 points in, and I'm already heated. Okay, number four. He said that minorities are too stupid to use the internet. Now, it's genuinely the biggest stroke of luck that I'm even here talking to you guys, because it's really hard for me to understand how the internet works as a Hispanic Asian woman. Joe Biden says that it's very difficult for minorities to know how to get online, because as you guys know, the internet just came out a couple weeks ago and not many people know how to use it. Joe Biden is such a freaking joke. He literally makes the most racist comments, and the media excuses it. It's my favorite thing in the world to now see all of these fact checkers no longer checking facts, but just essentially coming forward and saying, oh, well, like, that's not what Joe Biden actually meant. This is what he actually meant. So now they're not even checking facts. They're just rewriting what Joe Biden said, because what he has said and continues to say is so inherently bad and actually racist, if you will, that the media fact checkers now have to play SJW mental gymnastics to try to phrase what he's actually saying as not as bad as what he really said. So yeah, again, this is a Fox News article. Biden tells a town hall, not all minorities know how to get online. Again, if you're a Biden supporter watching this, I doubt there's any here, but if you are and you think that I'm just being crazy and I'm just lying to you guys, there's a video of it. Joe Biden actually saying that minorities don't know how to use the internet. First month, guys. Okay, so he also is putting kids in cages. Wow, who could have foreseen that coming? Now, I want to read this article for you guys because it's actually from CNN. Even CNN had to admit that the Biden administration is preparing to open overflow facilities for migrant children. Isn't it so funny how it's an overflow facility for migrant children? Meanwhile, President Trump was putting kids in cages and the media was using pictures of kids that were in chain link cages during the Obama era to try and show what was going on. Where's AOC crying in an empty parking lot over this? Where's the media outrage? These are literally kids in cages. I thought the left lived and breathed for this sort of thing. I'm at a loss. I'm genuinely at a loss. Just kidding, I'm not, because I, just like you guys, know that Joe Biden and his entire administration are a joke, and that those cages were implemented far before Trump ever took office. Maybe if we crack down on illegal immigration, there wouldn't be kids in cages. I don't know. I'm just talking. So on top of putting kids in cages and saying that minorities are too stupid to use the internet, Joe Biden has also raised our gas prices by canceling the Keystone Pipeline. Now, if you go on Google and you type in Keystone Pipeline and raising gas prices, it'll say, yeah, no, it has nothing to do with it. It's all about, you know, canceling the Keystone Pipeline. It was all about green energy and just like trying to stop our dependence on oil and to make things better for America, you know, Green New Deal, blah, blah, blah. Well, one, immediately, as soon as Joe Biden took office and he canceled the Keystone Pipeline, gas prices shot up a whole dollar. correlation does not equal causation. I don't know, because it seems like it correlates to me. And also, and I will forever bring up this issue, because again, so many people try to say like, oh, well, the Keystone Pipeline is really detrimental to the environment, and like, that's why we had to stop it. Yeah, okay. Well, are you aware that that oil is still going to be transported, but now instead of pipeline, it's going to be transported via rail? And now there's going to be more CO2 emissions because instead of being transported via pipeline, it's going to be transported via rail. And also, there's a bigger chance of oil spills via rail, because to keep up with the amount of oil that the pipeline would have transported, they have to add more and more rail cars to these trains, which is going to up the chances of rail car crashes and oil spillage in our country. See how that works, guys? I really can't with these like eco-friendly people. Like, I really do think that it's important to save the environment. I'm all about recycling. I really don't think it actually does anything, unfortunately. But I am definitely one to say that we should preserve our planet. We should take care of our planet. We shouldn't litter. I agree with all of that 100%. But when it comes to issues like this, where we're destroying American jobs, where the oil is still going to be transported, but now in a more dangerous and less eco-friendly way, because, you know, liberals are always so concerned about CO2 emissions, where is the logic there? The people who advocate against the Keystone Pipeline don't understand how it actually works and don't understand CO2 emissions and the reality of, again, like climate change, if you will. It's all ridiculous. It's all fake, okay? Throughout history, the beginning of time, there have been fluctuations in our weather. But I won't get too off of the topic here. Now, on top of canceling the Keystone Pipeline, Joe Biden also put us back into the Paris Climate Accord. Amazing. Love that. Because, you know, climate, he's very, very intent on making sure that we are all green energy, that we're really saving the earth, and that we're just doing the best that we can. You know, the funny thing about the Paris Climate Accord is that two of the nations or countries that produce the most pollution, India and China, are not held responsible by said Paris Climate Accord. Which is ridiculous to me, because every single year this happens where India's air gets so polluted that people literally cannot breathe it, that acid rain falls from the sky. Why are we not holding India accountable? If you actually go and there's a lot of interesting documentaries about how in India, there's a thing called a sand mafia over there because there's so much construction going on. So they're mining sand off of the coast on the beach, because they need that specific type of sand for concrete for construction. And they're eroding their coasts over there. They're actually destroying the land over there. It's so polluted that they can't even breathe their own air. China is the same exact way, in extreme pollution, but neither of these countries are ever held accountable. So until we start talking to China and India, I'm never going to take any of this climate BS seriously. Until we stop seeing climate advocates like John Kerry flying private on their jets while crying to us about CO2 emissions, get out of here. I'm not dealing with it. You're all hypocrites, and it's ridiculous. All of these people who are touting climate change and how scared they are that we're going to die in 12 years because of CO2 emissions. Ridiculous. They've been saying that to us since like the 80s and 90s, that we were all going to disappear in a cloud of blue smoke. I'm not even joking with you guys, okay? This has been an issue for years. When I was a little kid, okay, what, let's say like 20 years ago, we'll say my climate fear started when I was 4 years old. 20 years ago, they were scaring kids saying that all of the ice caps were going to melt and the whole entire world will flood. I specifically remember going to bed so scared because I was like, oh my gosh, like the whole world is going to get flooded. I'm going to die. That was, what, 20 years ago. Here we are, still alive, somehow, some way. Or maybe climate change is real and we're all in hell. Kind of feels like it. So as well as putting us back into the Paris Climate Accord, Joe Biden also had us rejoin the World Health Organization. Yes. The WHO, the glorious people who covered for China as the coronavirus ran rampant throughout our entire world. Said it before, I'll say it again. Chinese whistleblowers came out, Chinese doctors, people who were in China just trying to show people outside of China, outside of Wuhan, the realities of what was going on with COVID. Guess what happened? The World Health Organization director came forward and said that China was doing a really, really great job. They're trying their best, guys. They're doing a really great job with their handling of coronavirus. We shouldn't call this the China virus because it's not really China's fault. Yes, it came out of China. Yes, China told us to tell you guys that it wasn't created in a lab, even though several reports from various Chinese scientists who actually were on the ground and experienced this said that that may or may not be true. Well, Chinese officials told us to tell you that it was not made in a lab. So we're going to go with that. Also, don't say Chinese virus because that's racist. We've done a great job of handling this pandemic. Give us more taxpayer dollars, World Health Organization. Ridiculous. Their director has ties to China. I'm pretty sure that it was China who actually made sure that he was elected director of the World Health Organization. The guy's not even a doctor as well. Did you guys know that? Not many people do. This man is not even a doctor. Now, he has direct ties to the Chinese Communist Party, and the way that he became director of the World Health Organization is very similar to how a lot of officials are elected and politicians are affected in China. So whenever I was in Hong Kong, I also traveled to Macau and they were having elections there. And the way that elections work in China is the people who are running in opposition to who the Chinese Communist Party want in office, they either disappear or they face severe repercussions from the government. They face severe silencing, maybe even prison time. And basically, their entire election system is rigged in China. So that way, whoever the CCP wants in office ultimately ends up getting into office. And that's essentially what they did with, his name is Tedros Adhanom, with the World Health Organization as well, because he has ties to China. He was working in Ethiopia and he had ties to China and worked with China and took billions of dollars. I don't want to say like he directly took billions of dollars from China, but he was, let me show you guys here. I'm reading this Breitbart article. 5 shocking facts about the World Health Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus. What a name, what a guy. So yes, he helped Beijing hide the severity of the Chinese coronavirus outbreak. He's not a medical doctor. And yeah, he helped indebt Ethiopia to China. So he borrowed billions from China, more than $13 billion during his tenure as foreign minister between 2012 and 2016. So just a little bit about the World Health Organization and their ties to China there. Well, we're back in that now, and our taxpayer dollars are going towards supporting this communist-tied organization. Love that for us. Now, on top of putting us back into all of these bad agreements, canceling the Keystone Pipeline, just making America overall bad for everyone, Joe Biden also lied now too about what's going on with COVID in our own country. Now, at this same town hall that I previously referenced, Joe Biden was talking about how, there was no vaccines when I got into office. Sir, you got one, not one, but 2 doses before you got into office. Can you please explain? His exact quote is, "But when you and I talked last," he was talking to Anderson Cooper, "we talked about it's one thing to have the vaccine, which we didn't have when we came into office." Wow. Okay, well, that's news to the rest of the world, Joe, because as far as we were concerned, there was a lot of vaccines, actually, and people were already getting vaccinated when you got into office. Now, I read that quote from this article from PolitiFact, who says, in context, what Joe Biden said about the vaccine supply he found when he took office. And they basically, as you guys can see, that quote I read, it's all the way down here. You have to scroll through about 15 paragraphs to get to this portion. And they're basically trying to say that conservatives took out of context what Joe Biden was saying. But if you read this whole entire transcript, again, point blank, which we didn't have when we came into office in reference to vaccines, I don't understand how that's taking that out of context. I really don't. And let's also not forget either that Kamala Harris has been claiming that they had to start from scratch regarding the vaccine as well. This is an article from news.com.au, and even Dr. Fauci came forward and was like, yeah, y'all aren't starting from scratch. There is already a vaccine please stop spreading these lies. So on top of Joe Biden coming forward and saying that there's no vaccine, Kamala Harris has for weeks already been talking about how, oh yeah, like we've had to start from scratch with this vaccine as well. They're completely trying to rewrite history. And we've talked about this so many times about how our modern day really feels like George Orwell's 1984, in the sense that we are now seeing our government rewrite history, completely destroy President Trump's legacy, on top of, I'll bring in this point as well, too. Another thing that Joe Biden did during his first month in office is he rescinded the 1776 commission that President Trump signed in, which was basically all about pushing pro-America curriculum in our schools. And it was a counter to the 1619 Project from the New York Times, which basically said that America was bad, that it was built on the backs of slaves, and that white people are bad, America's bad, and that we need to pay reparations to Black society, blah, blah, blah. It was very anti-America. It was basically teaching our children that we are an awful country and that everyone and everything in our country is awful. And to be quite honest with you, if you go to other countries, and not even other countries nowadays, but I would say that a sense of nationalism, even the word nationalism itself, has been so demonized in our modern society. But why is it bad to be patriotic? Why is it bad to be nationalistic and be proud of your country? Why have we gotten so far away from that? I don't understand it. But he rescinded the 1776 commission. He's been lying. He is now having Kamala Harris make his head of state calls for him. Man didn't even last a month. This came out earlier this week, or maybe it was last week. Kamala Harris is now making Joe Biden's head of state calls for him. She got on a call with Trudeau and Macron. So for those of you who don't know, head of state calls are calls that should be made by the president or leader of a country, not Kamala Harris, who is not the leader of this country. She is the vice president, okay? So Kamala Harris should not be making these calls. But here we are. Joe Biden didn't even last a damn month before Kamala Harris had to step in and start doing his job for him, because he's so incompetent and he's so unable to function in everyday society. Like I read to you guys too, first month in office, he's already calling lids on his normal day as president. Okay, 8 a.m. Sorry, there's 2 inches of snow outside. I just can't be president today. I didn't know that's how presidencies worked and how leading the most powerful country in the world worked. Yeah, there's some snow outside, so like I just really can't be the president of America today. I'm gonna go play Mario Kart and beat my granddaughter. Okay, bye. Joe Biden in a nutshell. All right, we're almost done with this list. I added this one too. He hired the most useless press secretary America has ever seen. Y'all know who I'm referencing. Good old Jen Psaki, the circle back girl in chief herself, the woman who is so difficult to listen to. I swear, Jen Psaki, I will literally pay for you to take a public speaking course, because I can't handle the way you talk anymore. Okay? I'm not trying to be mean, but if you're getting paid by our damn taxpayer dollars, you should know how to do your job correctly. When the media, who is supposed to be telling the average American citizen what's going on, what this administration's plans are for this country, when the media asks you, hey, how does Joe Biden feel about this? It'd be really nice if you actually had a damn answer, instead of telling us that you're just going to circle back, or I don't want to get ahead of the administration. Wow, Jen Psaki, I could do your job with absolutely no training, because that's how you walk into your job every single day. Completely unprepared. I think I spend more time preparing for these live streams for you guys than Jen Psaki does preparing for an average day in the White House, being press secretary. She wakes up and she chooses to circle back. She wakes up and she's like, what's on the list today? Circle back to that one. Number one, I'm going to circle back. Number two, going to not get ahead of the administration. And number three, circle back to number one. Circle back. That's Jen Psaki in a nutshell. Okay, I'm not trying to be mean, but the woman is so unprepared every single time and has zero answers. So on top of hiring the most useless press secretary this country has ever seen, Joe Biden has also normalized double masking. Now, look at this picture, guys. This is the leader of the free world. This is our president. Embarrassing. People say that Trump was embarrassing as a president. Look at this guy. He's wearing a double mask. And let's really look at this picture right now. He's wearing an N95 and then he has a normal surgical mask over that. The stupidity is astounding. First off, all of the people who are, because people are now actually saying that you have to double mask, even the people who are issuing this mandate are saying the only time you have to double mask is if you're not wearing an N95. Joe Biden is wearing an N95 and a surgical mask on top of it. This literally makes zero sense. The N95 is already supposed to be tied to your face. So what the hell is this surgical mask going to do? And then look at the sides here. So if he was trying to have like a second layer of protection, there's a big ass opening right here, Joe. So how is that protecting anything? And two, look at this opening up here near his eyes as well. There's another opening for COVID particles to get out. This is absolutely useless. And the fact that the president of our country is normalizing this type of behavior is genuinely ridiculous. And I am at a loss for words. I'm genuinely at a loss for words. To be quite honest, Joe Biden probably has to wear two masks because if he gets COVID, he's not going to make it. He got his vaccines, but we already know that Joe is hanging on by a thread, a very, very thin, old, worn down thread. That's probably why he's double masking. But hell, why not triple mask? Why not quadruple mask? If you truly cared about your own health and the health of others, why not wear 5 to 10 masks? Why don't you just die? What if you just smothered yourself with a pillow so that way you didn't emit anything anymore? I feel like that's genuinely what globalists and elitists want for our country. And finally, the last thing on this very long list, Joe Biden, during his first month in office, has played Mario Kart. I love this meme. Are you winning, son? It's Kamala Harris. And then we have Joe Biden here cheesing out as he beats his granddaughter in Mario Kart. Again, what kind of grandfather beats their grandchild in Mario Kart? That is so rude. That is just so rude. That's our president, guys. He's old. He's weird. He plays Luigi. When he plays Mario Kart, the media is covering for him. I can't. I really can't deal with it. And more importantly, too, and on a more serious note, the frustration with Joe Biden being in office is America is genuinely suffering from it. Our economy is going down. It's awful right now. Because Democrats and our leadership refuses to open up and allow us to get back to normal life. Not only that, but children are committing suicide because of these lockdowns. People's mental health is actually severely deteriorating. People are struggling to live because they can't pay their bills because they're not allowed to go to work or open their businesses. Women can't even compete in their own sport. China gets a free pass to murder people because they're not Chinese and commit genocide. Joe Biden's okay with all of it. Joe Biden's not even working a full day. I put this up on my Gab because I was doing some research into Trump because I do miss him as our president. He was so energetic. Remember an average day in the Trump presidency? He would wake up. He would go deal with the press. He would get on Air Force One. He would fly around the country. He would directly speak to Americans. He'd have an hour rally every single week, several times a week, on top of meeting with world leaders, on top of bringing peace to the Middle East, on top of trying to boost our economy. The man was a ball of energy. And now we have Joe Biden, who calls a lid at 8 a.m. My Gab post was that during his presidency, Donald Trump was so busy that he could only get about 4 to 5 hours of sleep per night. That's about the same amount of time that Joe Biden works per week. Where is the lie? Where are the fact checkers to fact check that? Because he probably actually works 6 hours a week. Sorry, guys. Don't fact check me, guys. Don't fact check me. That's the state of our country. 1 month in. Everything looks awful. Not my favorite. Okay, getting away from all of that depression. And thank you guys for all tuning in. I think this is the most lives people watching I've had on a live in a while. So thank you guys for tuning in. I really enjoyed the Saturday night stream. Drop in the comments below too what you guys think of Saturday night streams, if you like them, if they're better for your schedule as opposed to Tuesdays and Thursdays. Let me know if you guys like Saturday night streams and we'll start doing them more. So I wanted to go through a couple of like just weird news stories that I saw too before we wrap up here, just because they're so ridiculous. And I'm like, what the hell is going on in this damn country? I know we all feel like that every single day. This is a story from the New York Post. Bronx educator claims she was fired after sharing Holocaust story and refusing Wakanda salute. So this poor woman is having to bring forward a lawsuit, and she's basically saying that she was bullied by her counterparts at work because she wouldn't salute Wakanda, which is a fake country based off of a Marvel movie, and two, because she shared a story about how her family member died in the Holocaust, and she was basically saying like her coworkers just were not happy about her sharing that, basically saying like, oh, why are you bringing this to the table? There's more important issues, blah, blah, blah. So again, that's just the state of our country. Very sad to see. I'm really not happy having to read stuff like this or stuff like this either. Breaking 911 says, Harvard study, reparations for slavery could have reduced COVID-19 transmissions and deaths in the U.S. In Louisiana, the study found that slavery reparations could have reduced COVID-19 transmission in the state anywhere between 31% to 68%. They made their calculations with a model that would pay $250,000 in reparations per person or $800,000 per household. Bro, who is paying for this? Who is gonna pay for that? Are we just printing money? You know what? Just print more money, because that's what the government's already doing anyway. That's why Bitcoin is on the up and up. It peaked at over $55,000 because of bull crap like this. I almost cussed there, but I'm not going to, because I am a lady. Because we keep having Harvard, which is supposed to be an elite institution, but in reality, it's just more liberal propaganda. It's ridiculous. If you actually look at all of the corrupt Democratic lawyers and politicians, a lot of them went to Harvard. We have Harvard coming out with studies like this, $250,000 in reparations per person. Okay, show me somebody who was directly enslaved and let's pay them reparations. Let's do that. Okay, I'm on board for that. Show me someone who was directly enslaved back in the day, pay them their $250,000. Guess who gets to pay that? I don't know. Where are we getting all this money from? You know, in Joe Biden's town hall, he was saying too, yeah, I said that we were going to do student loan forgiveness. No, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. Why? Because who's going to pay for that? People who are like, yeah, I want my student loans forgiven. Yeah, yeah, you're still going to pay for that. You're still going to have to pay for that. I'm not going to be too heated. I'm not going to be too mean. You're still going to have to pay for that out of your own damn pocket with your taxpayer dollars. Because nothing in this society is free. And when politicians tell you that they're going to give you something for free, they are lying to you. Look at any other country. Look at Canada's healthcare system. Look at their free healthcare. Go take a peek at how that's going. It's not good. It's really not good. What else do we got? Okay, so speaking of ridiculousness in our country, Bill Gates came out this week and said that rich nations, aka the US, should shift entirely to synthetic beef. Raise your hand if you're not doing this. Everyone in the chat. I know. I know. This is absolutely ridiculous. Someone pulled up an old Bill Gates tweet as well, and he was like, I just drank water from human feces. This is the future. Bill Gates is such a weird dude. I don't know who put him in charge. No one did, actually. I don't know why anyone listens to him. He's just some billionaire crackhead who tries to make us all drink water made out of feces and eat synthetic beef. No, I'm not doing that, Bill Gates. No thanks. You can do that, you and your weird wife, and try to vaccinate everyone. Y'all who have ties to eugenics, y'all have fun over there. I'm gonna be over here eating my steak with my purified water. Thanks. So let's see what else we got, guys. Oh my gosh. My friend sent me this meme and I had to show it to you guys. When you realize that COVID testers aren't quarantined after coming into contact with those who test positive. Did that just blow your guys' mind? It kind of blew my mind when I read it. But then I remembered that everything related to COVID has been complete BS. And then my mind was unblown. What a clown world, guys. What an actual clown world. So Tim Young had this to say too, going back to the transgenderism topic. And at first, I was really like against men in women's sports. But then Tim Young brought forward this point and I'm like, okay, maybe I am a little bit for it. He said, I want so many qualified transgender women to try out for the U.S. women's soccer team that Megan Rapinoe loses her spot. That would just be the ultimate chef's kiss. I'm really not about ruining women's lives in sports, even Megan Rapinoe. But again, this just shows how ridiculous all of this stuff is and that this could actually be a reality for Megan Rapinoe one day if enough transgender women decided that they wanted to play sports. Sorry, I was reading a super chat while I was like thinking about it while I was talking about that. Speaking of super chats, again, everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. Whew, that was a long stream. I had a lot to say because we didn't get to talk all week last week. I really missed you guys. I really did. If I'm not here to stream on YouTube, you can find me down below at all of those socials. I usually try to post at least once or twice for you guys. I also work on Slightly Offensive with Elijah Schaefer. I help him as an on-camera producer, so I switch his show and I'll kind of pop in here and there and talk about or comment on the subjects that we're talking about. So you guys can find the videos there on Slightly Offensive YouTube. Or, of course, you can follow me on any of my socials down below if I am not able to stream. Now, let's go ahead and get to some of these super chats. Pando56 says, found out about you from Adam C. Here's some Domino's money. Stay safe in Texas. Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys and everyone who has sent super chats and everyone who has sent normal chats. I love seeing you guys' comments pop up as I'm talking. I really wish that I could read every single one of them because I actually do enjoy hearing what you guys have to say. But thank you guys for tuning in. I'm liking the numbers. We're all growing together. And I got a background for you guys, okay? I mean business. Y'all ask for a nicer background. I got it. You ask, I give you. I give you whatever you guys want, okay? Anyway, thank you guys for tuning in. Next week, before we all go, next week, I will not be doing my regular 2 live streams because I will be doing live streams every single night on my friend Jonathan Shuttlesworth's show, Let's Check the News. I will keep you guys updated via the social media links below how you guys can watch those, but I will be doing a nightly show, 1 hour a night, 10 p.m. Central Time, 10 to 11. I know it's kind of late, but you know, while y'all are cuddled up in bed, nice and warm, you can watch my stream and I can update you with the daily news. So I'll be hosting his show next week. I'm very excited about it. So I probably won't be doing any streams here on my channel, but I'll let you guys know where you guys can find me. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I've really had a lot of fun talking with you guys this Saturday night. And again, I'm liking the numbers. I'm liking the comments. I really appreciate you all. So maybe we'll start up Sav's Saturday night streams. Stay tuned for that. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. And we'll talk soon. Bye.